Today we'll be doing the 24th paragraph in the second Mamar. Yesh she'ha'ish Yisrael misorer lomar shira belishim siba v'tam. There are some cases where a Jew will start to sing a shira without any reason. Rak nimneishen islava nafshuata, simply because his nefesh is on fire, because he feels passionate. Kimo she'mislahevez gamlish ar inyinei ho'avodos, the same way that a person feels passion for other aspects of avodas Hashem. U'vifrapish shabasos yomim tovim she'kedusha yaser shora alav v'hu gam b'simcha she'achas nitanoi hashira, specifically on Shabbos and Yantiv, when a person is in a state of simcha, which is one of the requirements to be able to sing shira properly. Then some people will also sing shira after a wondrous miracle happens to them. The miracle will force them to sing praises to Hashem. So it's not simply because of the miracle that happened. It's also because that miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed connects you more deeply to Him. That sense, that ruach, and that neshama, which was added because of the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed, becomes part of your neshama. It adds on to who you are and almost forces you to praise Hashem. U'chemosha Omer HaMadrash Rabba al Shira Sayam u'v'schosar emunah sharsa al de'amruach HaKodesh v'amru Shira. Because in the merit of the Amunah that we had, or the Nachshu Ben Aminadav had by crossing the Yamsuf, we merited to sing Shira Tashem. Lo Maisel Bevad Sipru Bazecha Asa Shalom. It's not just telling us a story. Rak Ruach HaKodesh Utzrichu Lezeh Sheyuchu Lomar Shira. It was the aspect of Ruach HaKodesh that we had within us that almost forced us to sing Shira. Odzo Sayeshua Shashem Moshia Es Yisrael, the salvation with which HaKodesh Baruch Hu saves us. Gam Kein Ashpas Or U Kedushahi V'Neshtal Shelo Bo Bechol Kelov Utzrichav Af HaGufaniyem. That becomes part of who we are. That overtakes us, and it even affects our physical essence. To the sense that it even satisfies us for our physical needs, like making a parnasa. Like we spoke about earlier, that the aspect of being a Jew permeates even your physical essence. That the salvation that comes from on high, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what we call this bechinas hiyuli. That's what the Rambam talks about in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, this power of the atom. It's something which isn't defined into a specific shape, into a specific image, but it's this like potential that exists in the world. And in Olam Hazeh, that potential is coded in physical things that allow us to be able to, you know, to connect to it. And since when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, where He performs a miracle for us, so we feel a heightened sense of this salvation, we're almost forced to sing Shira in this context. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 25th paragraph tomorrow.